Go ahead.
The Jews therefore said unto him that was cured.
Who healed you? How'd you get your miracle? You know what the man said? I don't even know. People come to church and they got their holy Bible. Right. And they're going to church. And we say that we know. And the way we come in, that's the way we leave. This man said, I don't know. Is that what he said, Kevin?
In the 13th verse, and he that was healed knew not who it was.
He didn't know who it was that said, rise. He said, I don't have any man. It's all, as far as he's concerned, he was just a man. He said, I don't know who it was. They were questioning him. Who healed you? He says, I don't know who healed me. But one thing I know, he gave me a word of encouragement that nobody else gave me. He gave me a word of encouragement that nobody else gave me. And you come here to this church, honey, you're not going to get beat over the head. I said the gospel is good news to give you a word of encouragement that you can face life, and Jesus will restore everything that the devil has taken from you. Can you say hallelujah? Spiritually, physically, and financially. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. I said hallelujah anyhow. Restoration is here. They ask him who healed him, Kevin?
12th verse. They asked him, what man is that which said unto thee, take up thy bed and walk?
Who told you? They could have said, well, it was Jesus. Who else but Jesus? He said, I don't know. I have no idea who this man was. All I know, like in John the 9th chapter, a man born blind, he said, all I know is this. I once was blind, but now I see. Can you say hallelujah? I once was blind. They asked the blind boy's parents, they said, who healed you? Who healed your son? We don't know. They were afraid of the people. They were afraid of being cast out of church. Afraid to accept the miracle for their own son. You see, when the Lord passes by, no one's going to hinder you, your in-laws, your outlaws. I said, your enemies, when God passes by and he sees there's a need in your life, I don't care what your background has been. I don't care where you've come from. When the Lord passes by, I said, he has a miracle for you in your life. When there's nobody else around to help, I said, the Lord is there to help you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Jesus passed by. He saw a man was blind from birth. Disciples said, who sinned? Who sinned? Right away, when something happens like Job, right away, who sinned? Honey, you're in a battle every day. You're in a battle every day. And you're in a wrestling match. I know preachers tell you, come to the altar, accept the Lord, you'll have no more problems. Tell them they don't know the message. Tell them to go to hell. Stay there. Come, accept the Lord. All your problems will be over. No, they're just going to start. Well, the devil has you down in Egypt, you see, you're comfortable there. Now when you come out of Egypt, honey, that's when the battle starts. That's when Pharaoh gets on your butt. That's when Pharaoh started chasing them. Before everybody was, everything was, that's why they wanted to go back to Egypt. Well, we had food to eat. We had food there, and we were comfortable, actually. You know, we worked. But once you get out of Egypt, I said, oh, Pharaoh, the devil is going to be on your backside. I said, the waters were parted, and they got over the other side, and Pharaoh came after them. I know God drowned them in the water, but now that they were on the other side, I said, you see the spirit that was in them. God could bring them out of Egypt, but he couldn't get Egypt out of them. God was showing you he can bring you out, but he couldn't get Egypt out of them. Out of all that came out, Caleb and Joshua said, we've got the revelation. We can possess that which God hath promised us. Stop your complaining. Stop looking at the giants in the land. He said, we can possess it. God kept them. You want to be healed? I said, you want to be well? I said, confess what God has said in his word, that you are more than conquerors, that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Say, devil, go to hell. Say, you're defeated. You can come against me, but after I've done all the stand, I'm going to keep on standing. Can you say hallelujah? I am going to keep on standing. Glory, glory. I said hallelujah. Have you noticed a sign up there? These services are not recommended for the religious. Let's all read it together.
These services
are not recommended for the religious. Amen. Lord spits in the dirt, puts the mud in his eye, tells the young man to go and wash. That's all he told him. Didn't pray any long prayer for him. He said, go wash it out. And he comes back seeing. The neighbors therefore in the 8th verse in John the 9th chapter, and they which before had seen him, that he was blind, said, is not this the one that sat and begged? Some said, it is. Others said, he is like him. But he said, I am he. I'm me. Some said, it looks like him. Some said, it is. But he said, I am he. Therefore they said unto him, how were your eyes opened? And he said, a man that's called Jesus made clay, anointed my eyes, and said, go into the pool of Siloam and wash. And I went and washed, and I received sight. Then said they unto him, where is he? He said, I don't know. And they brought to the Pharisees him that aforetime was blind, and it was on the Sabbath when Jesus made the clay and opened his eyes. Then again the Pharisees also asked him how he received his sight. He put clay on my eyes. I washed and I see. Therefore he said some of the Pharisees, this man is not of God. He don't keep the Sabbath. You getting it? See, Jesus was a troublemaker. He went and he upset their religious services. He had a sign that said, these services are not recommended for the religious. They were more interested in a holy day. More interested in a holy day than they were in a blind man receiving his sight. Holy days don't get the job done if you don't know who the Holy One is. If you can't rejoice in the day that the Lord has made, this is the day that the Lord has made. We will be glad, and I am going to rejoice in it. Can you say hallelujah? This is the day. Psalms 118. I get excited about it. I love Palm Sunday. I like to wave them palms right in the devil's face. Can you say hallelujah? Let them know that we have victory. Let me read it for you here. This is the day, Psalms 118:24, which the Lord hath made. we will rejoice and be glad in it. How's that reading the Living Bible, Kevin?
Psalms 118:24 in the Living Bible says, this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it.
Continue on.
O Lord, please help us, save us, give us success.
The word save now in the 25th verse means Hosanna. When they were waving them palms, the word Hosanna means save now. Save now. Somebody say praise the Lord. I said God gave them a miracle and they returned to give the glory to God. You see, like the 10 lepers that were cleansed, the Lord said, go thy way, show yourself to the priest. And as they went, they were healed. And one saw he was healed and he returned back to give God the glory. And he was a Samaritan. He wasn't considered religious because these services are not recommended for the religious. Amen. The Samaritan returned. And the Samaritan gave the glory to God. And the Lord said, because you returned, we know the other nine are healed. But you got more than a healing. You're made whole. And that word whole means spiritually, physically, and financially. Some people can receive a miracle physically, but that don't mean they got it spiritually. Some people can receive the miracle physically, but that don't mean they have it financially. Because this one returned to give the glory to God. He said, you got the whole package, man. You got it. Not only healed from your leprosy, you healed spiritually and you healed financially because you returned to give the glory to God. Go ahead and praise him today. I said, go ahead and praise him today. I said, go ahead and praise him today. Go ahead and praise him and praise him and praise him. Hallelujah. They counseled. And it says in the 54th verse in the John, the 11th chapter, Jesus therefore walked no more openly among the Jews, but went unto a country near to the wilderness, unto a city called Ephraim, and there continued with his disciples. And then the Jewish Passover was at hand, and many went up out of the country up to Jerusalem before the Passover to purify themselves. And they sought, then sought they for Jesus, and they spake among themselves, and he stood in the temple. What do you think? Will he come to the feast? Now both the chief priests and the Pharisees gave a command that if any man knew where he was, he should show it, that they might take him or kill him. It took guts, honey, to get on that jackass. Hello? Because there was a warrant out for his death. There was a warrant out for his death. And when he got on that jackass and he rode it into Jerusalem, everybody started saying, Hosanna. In other words, what you did for Lazarus, let's see you do it for us. That's what Hosanna means. Hosanna means save us. Send now prosperity. What happened, Evelyn?
In John 12, the 18th verse, it says, for this cause the people met him, for that they heard that he had done this miracle. And that's why they were waving the palm and acknowledging him as their king.
Give us the chapter verse again.
That was John 12, verse 18. It says, for this cause the people also met him, for that they heard that he had done this miracle.
They heard the miracle that he did. Others were seeking to kill him. Now everybody wanted a miracle and they're saying Hosanna. I said, if you want your miracle today, you can receive it. Can you say amen? I said, Jesus was willing to face death. He was willing to face the cross. Everyone's saying, well, God has saved the best for the last. Everyone talks about changing the water into wine. Yes, that's true. God has saved the best for the last. But this is also the day of greatest sacrifice. Are you getting the message? It was the time of greatest sacrifice now because he was going to the cross. It was resurrection time. Are we living in resurrection time? Are we getting ready to get out of here? This is going to be the day of greatest sacrifice, but God has already saved the best for the last. If you're not willing to sacrifice, you're not going to have God's best for the last. Go ahead and praise him today. I said, go ahead and praise him today. I said, go ahead and praise him today. Oh, hallelujah. The last of his speaking ministry, the last of his public ministry in speaking, was found in Luke 21. This was the last that he had to say in the temple, which marks the end of his public ministry. And here's what he said in the last words he had to say, in his last final message, his farewell message to the church. Here it was. Luke 21, and he looked up, and he saw the rich men casting their gifts into the treasury. Final message. What did the final message have to do with giving? The final miracle was Lazarus. This was the final of his public ministry in speaking. He looked up, saw the rich man casting their gifts into the treasury. And he saw also a poor widow casting in thither two mites. And he said, of a truth, I say unto you, this poor widow has cast in more than they all. For all these have of their abundance cast in unto the offerings of God, but she of her penury hath cast in all the living that she had. The last message that he gave was on giving. How's it reading the Living Bible, Kevin? Luke 21, 1 through 4.
As he stood in the temple, he was watching the rich tossing their gifts into the collection box. Then a poor widow came by and dropped in two small copper coins. Really, he remarked, this poor widow has given more than all the rest of them combined. For they have given a little of what they didn't need, but she, poor as she is, has given everything she has.
Last message. Giving. And here it says in closing in Romans the 8th chapter and the 8th verse, it says, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. And that word flesh means stupid. They that don't receive, the stupid. That don't grow in the Lord. In the flesh means stupid. They that are in the flesh cannot please God. And ninth verse says, but you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If so be the spirit of God dwell in you now, if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his. What does it mean by the spirit of Christ, Evelyn?
The Spirit of Christ was his character. It wasn't a title given to him as Messiah, but it was his way of giving.
His way of giving. If you don't have that giving, it says you don't belong to him. I don't care what people profess. I don't care how holy they act in front of you. Jesus called them hypocrites. Is what he told them they were in his day. You keep all the laws of Moses, so you say. But yet you won't lift any burdens from people. You won't do anything on the Sabbath day. Every time the Lord healed someone on the Sabbath, they found fault with him. They wanted to kill him, crucify him. He sinned. He did it wrong. It ain't the right thing. Those that are always the legalists always find something wrong with some service and something that happens in the service. Never any joy. Never see anything good. So it's talking about the Spirit of Christ. The spirit means his character. What was his character? Giving.